Hey, Raider Nation. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Let's talk about San Diego. What makes this guy good is the fact that he understands defenses because he's been in the league for a long time. But most importantly, with like most quarterbacks who come out of the shotgun, they want to take two steps back, but they want to drive in the pocket to allow the routes to develop downfield. You got to have an offensive line that holds up, and more times than not with the San Diego offensive line, to create a cup around Rivers. If that breaks down and harasses him, you can get to him pretty quick. But let's take a look at when things go right for the San Diego Chargers and how dangerous he can be. Rivers here on the pre-snap read knows that he's going to have a deep corner route wide open. You see the pocket forming, and you watch him take two steps, then drive up in the pocket, extend the play, and throw the ball deep. The way defenses are getting to Phillip Rivers these days is you blitz double A-gap, and you collapse that cup. You make it holy, if you will, to get the quarterback. Now he can't step back and drive up because he's got people in his face. Watch the play here. Rivers knows he's got blitz. He's redirecting the protection. But as the pocket collapses, Rivers is harassed. Because he has all these big bodies in his face, he can't look down the field. And he can't escape the pressure because he's not a mobile quarterback. If you collapse that pocket, you'll harass him and make it very difficult for him to see downfield. Because Phillip Rivers doesn't have as much mobility, he has problems moving around or moving in space and still looking down the field. Well, that's this week's Chalk Talk, Raider Nation. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. See you next week.